And it's not just our trucking infrastructure. Then we do have to do better in getting a bipartisan solution to rebuild our crumbling roads and bridges. Frankly, there would have been no better time to invest in infrastructure because this pandemic with lower traffic amounts on our highways allowed construction to be completed much more quickly.
Illinois Representative Rodney Davis.
There was no better time to invest in our infrastructure, but unfortunately, the majority party here in Washington decided to try to ram a partisan highway bill and highway reauthorization through our committee. That's not how we get things done, but that's the path they chose. We extended that, so it's already going to be extended for a year with current policy, but water infrastructure is crucial in my district because we are able to have a third coast, and we call it the Mississippi River and the Illinois Rivers in my district. And I'm so glad the Trump administration has finally invested in upgrading our locks and dams along that Mississippi and Illinois waterway. And we're going to see the completion of an upgrade on LaGrange Lock and Dam very, very quickly. Actually, just in a few weeks. It's going to make it easier for my farmers to get their products out into the open ocean and into the global marketplace.
Davis is a member of the House Agriculture Committee, also of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. But on the WERDA situation, has that improved in the last 8 years at all?
At all, yes. Enough? Heck no. I came here and asked to be on these two committees because they are so important to my district. And when I got here in 2013, we didn't have a brand new WERDA bill. It had been extended since 2005, 2006. And we didn't have a regular schedule of reauthorizing our water projects. We also didn't have a regular schedule of highway reauthorizations. Under the leadership of Chairman Schuster on that committee, we put it back into action. WERDA is on a schedule again. We actually make sure the Corps follows what policies we set. And it's been great because this administration is the first administration, the Trump administration, to actually invest in rebuilding our water infrastructure along the Illinois and Mississippi waterways. But we got so much more to do. It's a start. But once you invest, it likely doesn't stop for the future. And that's what I like to see.
Despite all this, is he optimistic?
Well, number one, because we're the United States of America, we're going to actually find a vaccine to cure this disease that no one on earth knew existed a year ago. We have invested in a bipartisan way hundreds of billions of dollars to go toward that vaccine development. And we can't let politics come into play in what a vaccine is going to be like and what it's going to work, how it's going to work. That's something that's new to me. And I came here wanting to work in a bipartisan way, and my record shows it. I'm ranked the 13th most bipartisan member out of 435 members. But to see all of that bipartisanship that came together at the beginning of this pandemic to move us toward a vaccine, to see it become politicized really frustrates me. But I do believe we're going to see through the ingenuity of American ingenuity and American pharmaceutical companies, we're going to be able to get that vaccine. We're going to get back to normal. That's when we can have the debate on global trade. That's when we can see if China's going to live up to the phase one agreement. And that's when we're going to see us get back to the historic economic growth and historic low unemployment that we all enjoyed just earlier this spring.
He represents the 13th Congressional District of Illinois, Rodney Davis. From Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.